Yeah, so do not give offense.
Egyoze nedít.
Yeah, so that the ministry is blamed.
تهمت یا اسم بدی رو خدمت
خدا. Now all we'll see now is that Paul is going to give three lists in regards of doing ministry, in regards of serving God. Yeah, living our life for Him. Yeah, so we do not give offense. And the ministry be blamed. Now, before looking at some more details to this list, I want to just quickly look at them. Read 2 Corinthians 6, verse 4 and 5, which is the first list. Yeah, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watching, in fastings.
بلکه در هر امری خود را ثابت می‌کنیم که خادمان خدا هستیم. با صبر بسیار، در زحمات، در نیازمندی‌ها، در تنگی‌ها، در تازیانه‌ها، در زندان‌ها، در غوغاها، در تلاش‌ها، در بی‌خوابی‌ها، در گرسنگی‌ها.
Yeah, so it talks about difficulties that we can go through when we serve God, when we live for Him. Of course, we need to be prepared for that, understanding that these things come, and stay faithful. Yeah, we're not to fall back and go do bad things because our lives have become difficult. Because there's things happening in our lives. And then, because of that, cause the ministry to be blamed. Now, notice that in all these cases it says in these things. Yeah? Now, read the next two verses, which is the second list. 2 Corinthians 6, 6 and 7. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and faith, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
در پاکی، در معرفت، در بردباری، در مهربانی، در روح القدس، در محبت بیریا، در کلام حق، در قدرت خدا با اسلحه عدالت بر طرف راست و...
Yeah, so clearly this is a second list, yeah? Starting with by all the time. Oh, the first is the same words. Yeah.
ده هر دو تا تو انگلیسی بای و ویت در حقیقت فرق کرده ولی تو فارسی هر دو تاش داره.
Yeah, if you look at the meaning of those words, if you look at the meaning of the words, you will understand that it's a different list. Yeah, and here it talks about what should be part of our lives, what should be in our lives to endure going through these things. Yeah, for you to do right, what does it take? Yeah, so that you're not getting to the point that you offend and blame, cause blame to the ministry. And then the last list is verses 8 till 10. And that's again a different way of writing, and I wonder if it's the Farsi is the same, but
it's
by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
So
here we have these two opposites next to each other.
Yeah?
And when we are in ministry, when we are serving God, we will find that both sides are true. Yeah, that we are dealing with both of those. Now, we're not going to get to those today because we don't have time for that, but let's first start with the in statements. The first one from verses 4 and 5.
Yeah,
so let's read them again. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 4 and 5. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings.
بلکه در هر امری خود را ثابت میکنیم که خادمان خداوند هستیم، با صبر بسیار در زحمات، در نیازمندی ها، در تنگی ها، در تازیانه ها، در زندان ها، در غوغاها، در تلاش ها، در بیخوابی ها، در گرسنگی ها، در پاکی، در معرفت، در بردباری، در مهربانی، در روح القدس، در محبت بیریا.
Yeah. So in all these things, we are to approve ourselves as ministers of God, as people who serve God, as people who live their lives for God. In all these situations, we are to live uprightly before Him. In all these difficult situations, we are to do what is right. And don't be mistaken. It takes only one mistake.
فقط یه اشتباه
one لازمه. Offense
فقط یه ناراحتی لازمه.
That can do a لot of damage.
که میتونه آسیب‌های زیادی
That can hunt your life rest of your life.
میتونه کل زندگیتون رو پشت سر
Yeah, look at the story of David.
داستان داوود نگاه کنید.
If you think about David.
فقط به داوود اگه فکر کنید.
We all agree was a great man of God.
همه قبول داریم که آدم خدا بود.
Yeah, was a great king.
پادشاه بزرگی بود.
Yeah, he's at the top.
بالای بالا بود.
Yeah, if you go to the kings.
وقتی بری سراغ پادشاهان اسرائیل.
Yeah. In the top few, yeah.
Just list بالاترین پادشاهان.
But what do you think about first when you talk about David?
اما وقتی میگیم داوود چی به ذهنتون میاد؟
Maybe it's David and Goliath.
شاید داوود و گلیات.
But the second is probably his sin with Bathsheba.
داوود و بتشیبا.
Yeah. So you see that when we make this offense and put blame on the ministry.
وقتی خدمت رو باعث آسیب میرسونیم.
Yeah, it can destroy a lot. One sin going on in one place can do a lot of damage.
گناه زندگی داوود کل رابطش رو
He went wrong in one place and that affected the ministry.
کل خدمتش.
It put a blemish on his life.
چیزها رو یه لکه تو زندگیش گذاشت که به تمام معنی که ارزش داشت.
I'm sure if you ask him now, he says no.
Yeah,
it's the pleasure of sin for a season, it's pain for a lifetime. Sin is never worth it. And as God's people, when we go into sin, we can bring offense that affects the ministry. That affects the work of God. That affects how people view God.
تأثیر میذاره که بقیه در مورد خداوند چی فکر میکنه.
Yeah, it says in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God.
همه چیز خداوند رو ثابت کنیم با
And then he gives us list.
خداوند بعد این لیست رو.
Yeah, in much patience, in afflictions and necessities and distresses and stripes, in imprisonments and tumults and labors and watchings and fastings.
در پاکی، در معرفت، در بردباری، در مهربانی، در روح القدس، در محبت بیریا، در کلام حق، در خدمت خداوند با اسلحه عدالت بر راست و چپ، به عزت و ذلت، بدنامی و نیکنامی، چون گمراه کنندگان و اینک و راستگو هستیم.
Yes, so let's
Which
quick
it's
5, 4 or 5. Okay. So let's quickly go over them.
بیایم نگاه کنیم به همه اونها.
Yeah, the first one talks about patience.
اولیش در مورد صبر صحبت میکنه.
Yeah. What does it point to? Yeah, the fact that things are not always happening in the time frame that we have in mind. If you're serving God, if you're a ministry,
it
says you must have much patience. Yeah? Even when we share the gospel with people, with loved ones, sometimes we need a lot of patience. We explain it again and again and again, and it doesn't seem to get through, they're not interested. Yeah, we struggle with that. We need patience.
Yeah?
When people are Christian, you want to see them grow.
Yeah?
But spiritual growth can be very slow. Yeah, you see somebody growing and then goes down again. And you need to have a lot of patience. Yeah, 7-8 years ago. Yeah, I believed that we could raise up a leader in 6 months. I was wrong. It doesn't work like that. The reality is not like that. Yeah, it takes a long time for people to understand the doctrines, to teach the doctrines. It takes people to catch on. To apply these things to their lives.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for a leader to stand up. It takes much patience when you're in the ministry.
Yeah.
There's a reason why there's all kinds of qualifications for leaders in the church.
Yeah.
And it takes a while for people to grow to that point. The second one is in afflictions. Yeah, people might think, oh, being in ministry or serving God is this a glorious thing, and it is glorious. But it also comes with a price. It's hard work, and also in times we're being afflicted. Yeah? In necessities. Yeah, expect if you're working in the ministries that you, ministry, if you're serving God. Yeah, that sometimes you are in need. Now, of course, we know the promises of God in the Bible, that He'll take care of us. But if becoming rich is your goal, you're in the wrong business. Yeah, expect necessities. Yeah, and when you are in those necessities, yeah, make sure you don't sin. Make sure you don't offend, so you put blame on the ministry. Yeah, in distresses. Yeah, sometimes everything can seem to go wrong. Now, serving God will mean at times you will have distress. In stripes. Yeah, we just point to persecution. Now the Bible says all that live godly shall have persecution. Yeah, possibly even imprisonment. Yeah, Paul found himself quite a few times in prison for doing ministry. Not for being a criminal, for doing ministry. Yeah, in tumults. Yeah, we don't have people rising up against us at the moment, but that fairly well could be. Yeah, if you're protested because of your stand for the truth. That's tumult come more to your life. Yeah, people holding up signs outside. Yeah, you being in the park and being mobbed. And that happens. Yeah, and God protects us and we never had issues. But sometimes people will gather together and they don't want us to speak, to preach the gospel. Yeah, you serve God, you can expect these things. Yeah, and we need to make sure that we, when we are in these situations, we walk uprightly before God. In labor, ministry is hard work.
Yeah.
Go out soul winning and you will figure it out. And we go only one half hour each time. We go fairly short. But after that, I feel energized, but I'm definitely tired. It's intense to share the gospel, to answer the questions. And I think everybody who goes can confirm that.
Yeah.
In watchings. Yeah, the worry about people.
Yeah,
when we're serving God, we always have people in our minds what's going on with them. Yeah, in fasting, again, fasting is not easy. Can be hard. Yeah, Jesus was tempted when he was fasting for 40 days.
Yeah.
In all these things, make sure you do not sin. You don't cause offense that would blame on the ministry. Yeah, and sometimes we find ourselves in more of those things at the same time. Make sure you don't give in. Romans 12:2.
Yeah.
In all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. Yeah, Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah,
prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
خواست yeah. خداوند this, اراده ای که پسندیده و کامل خداوند رو به دنیا
نشون بدیم serving God is not easy.
راحت نیست زحمت difficult at times. بعضی وقتا تلاش باید بکنیم سخته.
Yeah, and we need to make sure we don't cause offense.
Because we sin. Because we fall into bad habits. Yeah,
that we don't make Christians and God look in a look bad. Let's look at the next list. Verse 6 in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. By pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned.
در پاکی، در معرفت، در بردباری، در مهربانی، در روح القدس، در محبت بی‌ریا، در کلام حق، در قدرت خدا با اسلحه عدالت بر طرف راست و چپ.
Yeah, so how are we going to endure these things?
How are
we going to live in a way that we can get through these things?
به این لیست برسیم.
Yeah, and not cause offense.
باعث ناراحتی
در نشی. Can the ministry.
It
starts with living a pure life. A pureness.
Yeah.
Living a life that is in line with God's word.
Staying away from sin.
Yeah, having this attitude, wanting to flee from sin. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
اما شهوت جوانی بگریز و با آنانی که در قلب خالص نام خدا را می‌خوانند عدالت و ایمان و محبت و سلامتی را دنبال نما.
Special note to young people.
مثلا جوانامون.
Yeah, the Bible tells you to be to keep yourself pure.
از شهوات جوانی
بگریز. Yeah, do not commit fornication.
زنا نکن.
You'll damage your life.
جوان هستی مجرد.
Yeah, young people, you have value. You're valuable. Especially young girls, you have value.
ارزش دارین همه.
Yeah, the physical relationship between a man and a woman belongs in marriage, not outside of that. Yeah? It belongs to the place where a man who works hard will provide for a wife, commits to a wife, putting a ring on your finger because he values you. That is how it should be.
و بدون ارزش نیستی.
Yeah, flee also youthful lust.
پس از اون شهوت جوانی بگیر.
Call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
قلبی پاک داشته باش.
The second one is by knowledge.
دومیش در معرفت.
Now ignorant people do a lot of stupid things.
کسایی که نادان و نمیدونن ندونستگی ما رو خیلی باعث.
Yeah, it can bring a lot of destruction to somebody's life.
خیلی ناراحتی ایجاد میکنه تو زندگی خیلی اگه ندونیم.
But also damage. The ministry. Yeah, also cause blame on the ministry. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou that be shall be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
قوم من از عدم معرفت هلاک شدند. از آنجا که تو معرفت را ترک کردی، من نیز تو را ترک کردم تا دیگر برای من کهانت نکنی. و چون شریعت خدایت را به فراموشی سپرده ای، من نیز فرزندان تو را به فراموشی خواهم سپرد.
Yeah, today there's a lot of ignorance among Christians.
خیلی نادانی در مسیحی ها امروز وجود داره که نمیدونن.
And that's because there's a lack of knowledge.
اطلاعات ندارن، سوادشو ندارن.
And because of that,
به خاطر همین,
with good intentions,
با خواست خوب,
they do a lot of wrong things.
تقریبا کار خوب میخوام ولی اشتباه میکنم.
Give you an example here.
مثال.
Yeah, there are Christians
مسیحی هستن
who are determined to dive on helping all the homeless.
میخوام برن همه بی خانمانا رو کمک
کنن. And I recognize there are homeless that can be out of luck.
خیلی قبول دارم خیلی بی خانمانن و موقعیت براشون سخت
and we should help them.
و بعد بهشون کمک کنیم اونایی که خونه ندارن.
Yeah, if we come across them.
وقتی میبینی یه نفر
خونه نداره
به خاطر شرایطی که تو زندگی
are there for a reason.
اما خیلی هاشون
and the Bible tells us to consider the cause of the poor.
کلام خداوند میگه
why are these people in this place before we start helping. Now, a lot of them are drunks and lazy bums. And we shouldn't help them. If you don't work, you don't eat, says the Bible. If you don't have that knowledge from the Bible, you will start doing things trying to prove God wrong. Because you're feeding lazy bums.
You're feeding drunks.
Here's another one. Sometimes I hear well-meaning Christians and they will say, oh, we need to work with the Orthodox Church. We need to unite them and maybe we can influence them.
باید بریم کلیسای ارتدوکس با هم دیگه کار کنیم با متحد با هم دیگه خدمت کنیم به خداوند.
No, we shouldn't. Go to Ephesians 5:11.
افسسیم 5:11 رو باز کنیم.
And it says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
در اعمال بی ثمر تاریکی شریک نباشید بلکه آنها را سرزنش کنید.
How do you say that Orthodox Church is full of unfruitful works of darkness?
میگی پکار تاریکی داره کلیسای ارتدوکس؟
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Why? They preach a false gospel. A works-based religion. They lead people to hell. They preach another gospel. It cannot save. Yeah. I think that qualifies as the unfruitful works of darkness. Because they're doing Satan's bidding. Knowledge will help you make better decisions. It helps you not to go into the direction that will cause harm to the work of God. Yeah? The lack of knowledge also causes you to be deceived easily. Yeah, going into bad doctrines that can again harm the work of God. Romans 16:18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
زیرا که چنین اشخاصی خداوند ما عیسی مسیح را خدمت نمی کنند بلکه شکم خود را و به سخنان نیکو و تملق‌آمیز دلهای ساده دلان را می فریبند.
The simple, the ignorant, the people who don't have knowledge are easily deceived, and then they're going to be led in directions where they're doing sometimes the opposite of God wants them to do, harming the minister. I have seen churches protesting other churches in regards to the truth about the sodomites, for example. Oh, we need to love these people. The problem is that the Bible tells us the opposite. In your ignorance, in your lack of knowledge, you're siding with the wrong side. Yeah? So go to the next one. Next one is by long suffering.
2 Corinthians 6.
By long suffering. Yeah? You want to be doing well in ministry? Yeah, you want to be keep standing? You don't want to cause offense and cause blame to the ministry? Then you need to be long-suffering. Which means you need to put up with people for a long time. Yeah, you need to be very patient with people. Yeah, being that person has a long fuse, not a short fuse. Yeah, you don't blow up over small things. Yeah, being able to extend the grace that you have been given to other people. And I'm not saying that this means condoning sin. Hey, we can speak the truth in love. But be long-suffering. Have grace with people. Be patient with people.
2 Peter 3:9.
God is long-suffering. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
2 Petrus 3:9. خداوند در وعده خود تأخیر نمی نماید، چنان که بعضی تأخیر می پندارند، بلکه به ما تحمل می نماید، چون نمی خواهد که کسی هلاک گردد، بلکه همه به توبه گردد.
Yes, so some people can look at God and say, why doesn't do anything? Doesn't he care?
با خداوند چرا هیچ کاری نمی
کنه؟ Why does he put up with all this?
چرا این همه رو تحمل قبول میکنه و برشون داره.
Here is why he puts up with
it. میدونی چرا این کار نمیکنه؟
Because he cares about people.
چون نگرانه.
He does not want them to perish. He's giving them opportunity.
موقعیت میده که توبه کنن.
So they can get saved.
وقت میده که توبه کنن.
So they can turn to him.
که بتونن دوباره به سمت خداوند.
He is long suffering.
خداوند بردبار و صبوره.
And we are to be long suffering.
ما هم باید بردبار باشیم.
Yeah, when we are his ambassadors.
وقتی سفیران او هستیم باید با
بردباری سفیر باشیم. Remember, we represent him on this earth.
خادمین او هستیم و نماینده او رو زمین.
That is our ministry.
خدمتمون اینه.
Kindness.
مهربانی.
By kindness.
با مهربانی.
If you're not a kind person.
اگر مهربان نیستید.
That affects ministry.
با اسن آسیب
خدمت میشه. You're rude, unkind to people.
توهین میکنی. بعد
if you say unkind things all the time.
حرفای بد میزنی نسبت به بقیه.
It affects the ministry.
عصبانی خدمت خداوند رو تاثیر میذاره.
It affects how people view God.
برای نگاه خداوند برای بقیه
عوض میشه. How you live your life on this earth.
تو چجوری زندگی میکنی روی زمین مهمه که دیگران خدا رو
ببینن. Your life is about others.
یادتون باشه زندگی ما در مورد دیگرانه.
1 Corinthians 11 says
that
charity is kind. Love is kind.
در حقیقت محبت بردباره.
Last week we had this group here from the United States.
هفته پیش گروهی داشتیم برای خدمت از آمریکا.
And I was talking with the older couple.
با اون خود زن و شوهری که از همه بزرگتر بودن صحبت میکردن.
And I don't know if they appreciate me calling them the older couple, but
نمیدونم اما اسم پیرا رو گذاشتم. خوششون بیاد.
He was talking about marriage.
در مورد ازدواج صحبت
میکردن. And he said when they had disagreement.
وقتی میگه زن و شوهر با هم دیگه موافق نبودن.
Yeah, he would be kind of like. Shutting off his affection to his wife, just to make the point. And he says, and he says it fails every time.
Yeah?
This is what his wife does.
And
he says, she kills me with kindness.
And
I thought it was a very nice way of putting it.
Yeah?
Oh, you want to keep up the conflict?
I'm
going to win this battle with kindness.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Bible says, conquer evil by doing good.
بدی رو با خوبی جواب
بده. Yeah, we need to be kind. If you want to be
enduring
and ministry,
اگه میخوای صبور باشی و میخوای ادامه دار باشه خدمتت، مهربون باش به نسبت به دیگران.
Let's stop here because it's going to be very long, and then we'll pick it up next week from here. For the, and
we'll,
hopefully we'll finish the rest of the chapter, and otherwise we'll take another week.